What's going on, guys? It's Madman Plant, and I got another masked individual in the community, which excites me because I don't get to meet many people with the creative ability to wear an awesome mask. Welcome, my dude.
What's up, man? How's it going?
Doing very well. Good. So tell me a little bit about your brand and your identity.
Sure. So I'm FreeGrow8 on Instagram. I'm an award-winning cannabis grower and photographer. I just like to take pictures of cannabis and turn them into art. As you can see here, kind of like I'm starting like a brand.
That's awesome.
FreeGrow8 brand, a clothing brand. Trying to anyway. We'll see what happens. Behind the mask is, you know, I just feel like if I was sitting here talking to you with no mask, no one would really care who I would be, you know. But now, since I have a mask on, there's people gathering around the booth, as we see, wanting to know who we are and what we do. So that's really the point behind the mask for me.
You know, and I do too. You know, in the beginning, Virginia, when I started growing, it was still illegal, but I wanted to create content,
yes,
right?
Understandable.
So I had to put on the mask. Now I've gotten to the point where the mask is kind of like you define me.
Absolutely.
So I wouldn't know how to, you know, show my face to other people. I've contemplated taking it off, but I made a poll on it and they said, don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's you now.
Yeah. It's an identity. That's how I've came to life with this mask, if that makes sense to you. So I'm very fortunate and I'm very blessed for content creators like you to have me on your podcast and do these interviews. So this is actually my first interview ever.
Dude,
so,
yes!
In person.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So thank you very much for having me on. I'm a bit nervous.
Be nervous. It's totally cool. Smoke Busters is all about being yourself, being you. And as a photographer myself, we share a lot in common as far as the arts go, growing goes. You know, one thing with my mask is I get a lot of hate. I get a lot of love, but then I get some people who just don't like it. They don't trust it. They think I'm ruining the industry. We're supposed to be coming out of the closet with cannabis, and now you're hiding behind a mask. And I'm like, it has nothing to do with that.
No.
It has to do with brand building, being yourself.
Yeah, so for what I have to say about that is we all started hiding ourselves. So I wanted to represent, we don't want to forget where we came from. We do not want to forget what we had to go through to get here where we are today. So that's kind of another reason I wear the mask, is to, so we don't forget where we came from. And I wore this mask on the Emerald Cup stage and everybody was going absolutely bonkers, dude. So whatever hate that you get is because they don't understand you or understand what you're trying to do and what you're trying to accomplish for the plant, not for any other reason. There's only one reason behind this, and the one reason I do this only is for the plant and for the art of the plant. Bottom line, nothing else matters to me but making art and photographing this plant and getting it to where it needs to be. It is not only medicine by my man Chubbs over here, but this is an art. This is art. It is beautiful, and I could seriously sit here and go on and on and on.
Well, that's what the podcast is for, so feel free to talk away. You know, I agree with you, and that's why I was telling Chubbs over there when we were talking about the value of events like this, networking, not only seeing it from your region, from your city of cannabis, but the entire world.
Absolutely.
And how much money and ingenuity and invention and time is really being put into this plant, like you said. It's totally beyond the stigma of just getting high. I mean, whole stoner and, you know, just being stoned all the time is really out of the picture when it comes to true value, true marketing.
Yep.
And I think it's important, like you said, to not forget where you came from, because we could easily go back with, you know, being very naive to the people that have been here before us.
What a journey. And so very, very blessed and very fortunate meeting a lot of people here today. And I just want to say, you know, we'd be able to accomplish so much more if we worked together. There's so many people fighting and you know, stabbing each other in the back, but that's not what this industry should be about. It should be about coming together as one, showing what this plan is about, and, you know, and show love, man. There's no reason we should have any love going on whatsoever. It's crazy.
And I totally agree with that, because we spend this entire time trying to learn from each other on how to grow, but we don't want to actually grow the community along with the plant. We all just want to be really good plant growers.
Yeah, I want to be known as the best cannabis artist in the world. Taking a picture of a cannabis plant and turning it into a piece of art. That's what I would like. And putting it on shirts so everyone could wear it, you know, and making this making it a price point so where you can actually afford a nice, beautiful shirt. So, you know, that's what it's about to me. This is a picture of a mushroom, but
it's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
And we're microdosers ourselves. We love our mushies. So
life-changing.
Well, how can we support you? How can people find out more about you?
Just go to my page and show some love. If you ever have any questions, please feel free to DM. I always answer questions as best as possible. And, you know, thank you very much for having me on today. Appreciate it.
No, thank you for being another mass crusader in this community. I no longer feel alone. Although I've seen you on social media before. I think I do follow you.
Yeah, we follow each other.
Okay, good. Because I was like, I've seen you before. And I've always thought it'd be so cool to sit down with you and talk to people about masks and why they're all fucking wrong.
As we sit here and watch all these people, every single one, there's so many people just gathering around the booth wanting to know what we're doing, who we are, and it's all because of this mask.
Yep. Guys, we're going to see you very soon on Smoke Bunches on another podcast coming up. Thank you so much for being on, my dude.
Thank you very much.
We're going to follow you, and we'll see you guys soon.